Hey there, welcome into the My Retirement Clarity Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Lee Perkins. I'm the owner, the CEO, the lead advisor, or whatever the title is of J.L. Perkins Wealth Management. Our firm is right here in Macon, Georgia, and we've got clients all over the United States because of this podcast. So I thank you very much for tuning in. So our mission, as I've stated on the show before, our mission is to help good people make great decisions so they can enjoy an amazing retirement. And we do that by helping people close the gap between what they know and what they implement. And we talk about a lot of different topics on the show, so hopefully you learn a few things, but more importantly, I hope you implement some of the ideas we discuss as well. So today's show is going to be a little bit different than normal because I'm interviewing somebody, and I think you'll find the conversation interesting. I've been wanting to get somebody on the show for quite a while to talk about health and wellness. It's such an important topic, and as we get older, I think it becomes even more important. Candidly speaking, I've struggled a little bit with my weight over the last 20 years or so, and I finally reached a point several months ago where I said, enough is enough. I got to do something different than what I've always done. In the past, I've always tried to do this on my own, and it just didn't work. So I recently hired somebody to help me put a plan in place, and as of the time of this recording, I'm down 34 pounds, and I feel better than I have in a long time. So today's show is an interview with a person who helped me get back on track, and I hope you enjoy my conversation with Lizzie Gossett.
It's time for the My Retirement Clarity Podcast with Lee Perkins, financial planner and president of J.L. Perkins Wealth Management. Get ready for a good dose of inspiration, simplicity, implementation, and of course, clarity on how to successfully prepare for retirement and grow and preserve your wealth. Here's Ben George with Lee Perkins.
All right, so joining me on the show today is a friend of mine, Lizzie Gossett, and a lot of you have asked me questions and have noticed that I've lost some weight over the last 3 months, and if you know me, you know that I've been sort of a yo-yo dieter my whole life, and I knew that I'd picked up some weight, have not shed the LBs the way I wanted to, and so I needed to reach out to somebody for some help, and I'd noticed a friend of mine who had lost some weight, and he is the one who actually introduced me to you maybe about 3 months ago. So Lizzie, thank you so much for coming in today. This should be fun. We'll just be very conversational.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess before we kind of jump into who you are and what you do and sort of how you help people, let me just put it out there on how we met. So I noticed a buddy of mine, his name's King Kemper. I talked to him 10 minutes before you walked in today and told him you were coming in. And he was, first thing he said was, wow, what do I need to do to get on the podcast? So if you know King, he is definitely a character and is a good friend of mine. But I noticed that King lost, he lost a lot of weight. He looked good, and I know he certainly told me that he felt better about himself. But I know that King does Orange Theory. Mm-hmm. And so I reached out to him and said, hey man, tell me what you're doing, because I'm thinking about joining Orange Theory. So he said, meet me at Dunkin' Donuts, which is a crazy place for crazy place for somebody to meet when they want to talk about losing weight. But he just wanted to have coffee. I'm not a coffee person, so we went there. And I talked to him for 2 minutes, and he said, what are you trying to do? And I said, I just want to lose some weight and get in better shape. And he said, I wouldn't join Orange Theory right now if I were you. He said, I would reach out to a friend of mine named Lizzie Gossett. And 30 minutes after I met with him, I called you, and the rest is sort of history. So that's kind of how we met, and I reached out to you, and you explained to me how you help people. So maybe that's, I don't know if that's enough of an introduction, but that's sort of how you and I connected, I guess, mid-March now. So not mid-March, mid-May. So it's been about 3 months. So
yeah.
Give me a little bit about your story and how you got into helping people the way that you helped me.
Yeah, it definitely fell into my lap. Was not expecting to help people. I found the program for myself first. Okay. As well. So it really goes back to 2021. I was engaged. Okay. I was in a busy season, had bought a house, was studying for my CFP.
Okay.
And so life was just really busy. I was very stressed out and not handling it well. I was coping with food. So was going to food for stress management, for comfort, for celebration with all of our engagement parties,
yeah.
For convenience when we were painting the house late at night, and just developed a excuse mentality, you know, it's okay, I'm busy, I'll eat this, it's fine, or I deserve this because I've studied hard, or whatever it might be. And you can only do that so long.
Right.
And so it caught up with me, and thankfully my wedding photographer was a coach for this program, and so I was watching transformations my whole engagement.
Okay.
But I wasn't ready. I was right. At a place where I wanted to enjoy my engagement, my honeymoon, but it got to a point where I got sick and tired of feeling sick and tired.
Right.
Wasn't fitting in my clothes, didn't like the way I looked or felt, and so I finally reached out. And I'm so glad that I did, because, I mean, the transformation was radical. And that's why I've been able to help so many people, is because it was obvious that I'd backed up to a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
I mean, I, 2 weeks in, had lost 12 pounds and just felt like a new person. My energy had come back. I was sleeping so much better. My stress had gone away, even though I still didn't have my results from the exam. Like, that was still hanging out there, but my stress was significantly reduced. And so I went on to lose 20 pounds my first month, 30 pounds in 2 months, and then 50 pounds in 4 months.
So you lost 50 pounds. Well,
yeah.
y'all aren't looking at her here in the office the way I am. She looks great. Now, you got some other news you can share with people?
Yeah.
So maybe you have added a little bit of weight recently?
Yes, I have. I'm 25 weeks pregnant, and so I'm up about 15 pounds. But
congratulations.
That's,
first child?
Yes, right. First okay. baby, and so. Very healthy pregnancy. I've okay. kept up my fitness and nutrition. I ran a Super Spartan two weeks ago, but that's a 10K with some pretty extreme obstacles. So there were things I couldn't do because of pregnancy, or shouldn't do.
Right.
So I had to kind of respect that boundary, but I feel stronger than I have ever been.
That's cool. So I'm Facebook friends with you, and I saw some of the videos and things that you post on that, and I was like, wow, that's really awesome. But should somebody that's this pregnant, I guess you're into your second trimester now?
Yes.
Is somebody that's in the second
almost
trimester?
Third. Yeah.
Is that, I mean, are you supposed to be doing that? And obviously, yeah. You know, so.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of research out there and a lot of other opinions, but I've cleared it with my doctor. And the general consensus is, like, if you were doing it before pregnancy, it's okay to continue doing it.
Right.
And I respect, like, if I do certain movements and it doesn't feel good. And there's a list of things that you avoid, whether it's planks or different twists.
Sure.
Are not good
gotcha.
With your abdomen, but most of the things I could continue to do than I did in the Spartan.
That's awesome. I entertained doing a Spartan race maybe 5 or 6 years ago with a buddy of mine, but we never did it. Life got in the way and we just never did it. Maybe one day.
Yeah, definitely one day.
So what was one of the major, what was the thing that clicked for you after 2 weeks that said, yeah, this is what I want to do and this is going to be my lifestyle going forward? Because mm-hmm. the reason that I ask that is, you know, most of the people that listen to this podcast are people who are approaching retirement. And I think health becomes, people just start thinking about their health a little bit more as we age.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of one of the reasons that I wanted to do this. I'm 53 years old, not getting any younger. And I see my clients age, and the ones who carry weight are the ones that struggle the most from a health standpoint. So that was sort of my why. But so what was kind of the factor that sort of said, hey, for me, this is what I'm going to do?
Yeah, I think for me, again, it goes back to the fact that I didn't feel like myself anymore. In the first couple of weeks, I felt my personality was coming back, whether it was confidence or happiness or humor, I mean, sense of right. humor. And so 3 weeks in, I took a bite of one of our fuelings and was just like, I cannot believe that something so simple is giving me this good of results. And I feel so much better. Like, it was drastic.
Right.
I went from drinking 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day to not needing caffeine. I have 1 cup of coffee in the morning, but I'm not reliant on caffeine and sugar and getting poor sleep. I mean, my whole cycle was inverted, and just, I did a 180. And so about 3 weeks in, I realized I'm never going back to the way I ate before, because right. I feel too good to ever do that.
So you haven't been tempted at all?
Sure.
I've been tempted, and a lot like this weekend, I told you, because you're great at call, you know, we have weekly check-in calls. Mm-hmm. And I told you we were going out to eat for a friend's birthday at Fountain of Juice. Mm-hmm. So I ate there, and then Saturday night, Pam had her grade level teachers and parapros over to the house, and I cooked ribs and Boston butt. And so I had two meals that, you know, one meal each of those days that I probably wouldn't eat, and I haven't eaten over the last 3 months. But I've been tempted by things, but I haven't fallen off the wagon yet. I guess that's a good thing about the program.
So yeah, I think you
remain disciplined.
Yes, yeah, that was part of that shift that happened. I committed to structure and committed to food became fuel versus strictly for pleasure, how it was before program. And your taste buds do change when you start eating healthier.
Absolutely. Yep.
So you're not as tempted as you were before because you're not, you know, heavily addicted to sugar and you're not craving that next thing, whatever it may be. And I think just part of maintenance is learning moderation.
Right.
So you will get to have the things you enjoy, but the weight loss phase is obviously stricter so that you get good results.
Right.
But I definitely enjoy things. I just not near as much and not as in an unhealthy way as I did before program.
Right. Mm-hmm. So for me, so as we record this, it is August the 21st. So we're like three months and 2 days from when I started the program. As of right now, I'm down 33 pounds. My initial goal weight is to lose 50 pounds. It's getting a little bit tougher as I compromise with weekends like I had at this week. But it's been probably one of the easiest things for me to do because I don't feel like I've sacrificed tremendously. But the first couple of weeks when I saw lots of weight come off, it was like, man, this is good. And then you know, 3-4 weeks in, people start to notice, mm-hmm. and that makes you feel good. And then for me, one of the main things is clothes fitting better. I haven't gone out and bought a new wardrobe yet, but my pants are a little baggier. I have bought new shirts. I've gone from an extra large shirt to a large shirt and a golf type shirt or a dress shirt. Pants were still kind of where we are. They're a little baggy, and I went shopping over the weekend to see if I could find something that fit, and the next two sizes down are still a little bit snug, so I'm going to wait till I get another 10 down because I don't want to rebuy clothes again. But
yeah, they say thrift shop in the middle. Go to Goodwill and then buy the nice stuff.
And so once I get to the goal weight, I'm going to buy new clothes and then sort of as a forcing mechanism. I'm gonna get rid of the other clothes
because
I don't want to have that to fall back on. I mean, have you done something like that?
No, I haven't because I knew I wanted to have kids. So
much.
I haven't had to buy maternity clothes, but I bought plenty. I had plenty of clothes in the size I wanted to be because I was that size in high school. I didn't think I would ever get back there. I was saving those clothes to sell for money, but now I'm in those clothes. So I bought some new things, but for the most part, I've been able to wear some of my older pieces.
Exactly. All right. So one of the things for me that has been really important has been sort of just the importance of a mindset shift. And that is what's kept me, I guess, faithful to this program,
mm-hmm.
Because I've seen results and I actually wrote my goal weight down on little sticky notes and it's on my computer monitor. So I look at it every day. I don't have it on the bathroom mirror or anything like that because we're in a new house and Pam would get onto me if I stuck something on the mirror on the side. But that mindset has been really important. Tell me from your standpoint and with the different people that you work with, how important is mindset going into this? And if you don't have the right mindset, do you see people fall off the program?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the very first conversation I have with people, my goal is to figure out their why. Why they want to get healthy, why that's important to them, because that's what's going to drive them. And really what I'm trying to get to is a pain point. Pain is 6 times more motivating than pleasure, and if you can figure out what they're hurting and how getting healthy is going to solve that pain, then they'll succeed. So finding a why that's deep, it has to be something within you, anything outside of you or anything with a time stamp, like a wedding coming up or a vacation. Once that's over, you won't have motivation. So it has to be intrinsic. And that's something, your why will change. Like, you've lost 30 pounds now, but you've got 20 more to go. So it may be that you need to dig deeper to find what is my why that's going to keep me and help me get to the goal I originally set out to accomplish.
Right. And so in those initial conversations, some of the whys that I talked about, I remember just telling you how much my knees hurt. I mean, for those of you who don't listen to the show, you know I play pickleball, and that's kind of the primary exercise that I do. But, man, if I go out and play pickleball for 2.5 hours, I'm fine while I'm playing, but once I get home, my knees just hurt, and that's because I'm carrying too much weight. Mm-hmm. Now, even though I haven't reached a goal yet, I can play way longer than I did, and when I get home, my knees don't hurt near as much. I don't stiffen up the way that I did, and it's just, you know, if my knees could talk, they'd be like, thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, because I've heard people say it's the equivalent of just walking around with a weighted rucksack on your back, and you know, and that pounding of the pressure. And I had a conversation with your coach one time, and I think it was her that said, for every, what is it, every pound you lose, it's like four pounds
of pressure off your knees. So I lost 50 pounds, that's 200 pounds of pressure off your knees.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's like, it's like carrying me piggyback.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I used to run, I mean, I still do with my brother, but before program, when I was running with him, my feet used to fall asleep like 2 or 3 miles into what could have been a 7 or 8 mile run. But a lot of times I had to turn around or walk for a while to let them come back to life. Never, I have not had that problem since losing the weight at all.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, now, recently, I guess, let me know if I don't have the timeline right here. Mm-hmm. This isn't something that we talked about earlier, but your husband, Skylar, he's now on the program, or he had done it before. What got him hooked?
Yeah, so he watched me. We would eat the one meal a day that you cook in the weight loss phase. We would eat those together, and he, over time, slowly started eating more vegetables and things like that.
Right.
But what really got him was last summer when he went to our convention and got to hear the heart behind the company and kind of the mission that we serve. He left it and just knew, like, there's just an internal calling to more when you decide to get healthy. You realize you're worth more, you realize your value, and so you start investing in yourself and in your health. And so he left and he was like, I want to do this for me. And so we, you know, ordered his order on the way home, and he lost about 20 pounds in like 6 weeks. And he still does kind of the working out program because there's a few pounds he wants to lose. His main obstacle is traveling. So right. He travels for work. And so learning how to do that healthy. But yeah, I'm so proud of him. He has taken his fitness to the next level, and we eat totally differently. Relationship with alcohol is totally different. And we just don't use food as our entertainment anymore. It's fuel now.
Right, and I think society in general, that we plan everything around food.
In the South especially.
I mean, it really is. And that's, you know, I mean, I love cooking. I love grilling. I love smoking meats. What I did this weekend. And sort of my reputation has always been, you know, I'm the chicken wing guy. I'm not going to say I haven't had chicken wings since May the 19th. But I've not had an order of chicken wings since May the 19th. Now, we went, when we were in the Bahamas, my son Walker ordered some wings, and he gave me one because that was the last one. I ate it, and it was like the best chicken I've ever had. But it's probably because I haven't had it. But
yeah,
but I haven't, you know, my habits have changed. So that's been a really good thing. Like you said, your taste buds do change, and I've seen that. Tell me, here's one thing I want to kind of cover. The importance of exercise, and I've told you this before, kind of, My exercise to this point has been pickleball, and one of the things that I wanted to do is try to do something else. So I bought some of those workout bands, and to this point I have not put the habit in place of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm in a men's accountability group with your husband and a few other guys, and we just kind of share some of the struggles. That's been kind of, you know, that was the initial struggle that I put out there, that, hey, I'm a, you know, a serial
gym joiner. I'll join, go for a little while, and quit. So I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to join Orange Theory. I'm going to buy the bands and kind of incorporate that. But I hadn't done that. So this is me confessing that to you. So what is your exercise routine that you typically have? Now, I know you did the Spartan race, and things will change as you get towards the, you know, the end of your pregnancy till the baby's born. So what are you doing right now, and how did you make that a habit?
Yeah. Well, right now I do 2 to 3 days of like weights in the gym, and then 2 to 3 days of cardio.
And I still enjoy the gym somewhere.
And I enjoy group fitness. I enjoy signing up for a class and having that accountability. It gets me there. And I like having a professional tell me what to do. So you may maybe one of those days a week I do my own thing, but 2 days out of the week I'm in a class with other people and I'm being told what to do. And it pushes me because I'm competitive. If there's people around me, I'm going to try to beat them. So that's what I do. But I have given myself kind of flexibility with that. That you don't want to set, this is one thing that's really important, you don't want to set overly ambitious goals for yourself, because if you can't meet those, it hurts your confidence. So you want to set realistic goals. So that kind of 2 to 3 days a week, like at minimum, I'm going to run twice a week and go to 2 weights classes. If I'm feeling good 1 week, then I might get 6 days in.
So have you gotten to the point, because I don't know that I've ever gotten to the point where people, they're in such an exercise routine, they're like, man, if I don't exercise, I don't feel good.
Yeah, that happened to me this weekend. Yeah, we had a long weekend at the beach, and so I went to my workout class Thursday morning, and Friday I went and ran at the beach, but it was like 97 degrees, really too hot for a pregnant woman to be running.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I didn't, you know, I took Saturday and Sunday off, and by Sunday afternoon I was feeling like the nausea that comes with the pregnancy. I ward that off by working out. I have more of an appetite.
Interesting.
So I could tell a difference. And me and Skylar both were like, we're so ready to be back in our routine.
Right.
It's just something we crave.
So vacations and travel for work is where programs like this go to die. And so I told you kind of at the beginning of when I started this journey that I had a vacation to the Bahamas. And I had the best intention. I packed up all the food and took it with me. And those... It didn't work out just because of the schedules we were on, meals that were provided, some of the social aspects, it didn't work out. What tips would you give somebody who implements a change like this or a program like this, that they vacation a lot or they travel a lot? How do you account for that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different things you can do. The number one thing is making your mind up beforehand. So like your heart was in the right place. You wanted to accomplish that. Your situation is a little different because you're at like an all-inclusive resort. And but I'm thinking about like your typical maybe family vacation, let's say. You make up your mind what you want to do, and maybe first thing down there you're picking up healthy groceries or looking at the menus ahead of time for restaurants so you know what you order before you're sitting there hungry.
Right.
And so if you have fitness habits, keeping that up while you're on vacation helps a lot. And then just your water, you know, staying ahead of the hunger with that.
So water has been a big change for me. Before this program, when I filled out kind of the information that I gave to you, I put in there that 90% of the water that I drink comes naturally found in Diet Mountain Dew and Diet Coke, which is true. But since then... Since I started the program, water has been, it really had, I've drank more water the last 3 months. There's no question. I drank more water the last 3 months that I've had in the last 3 years, no doubt. Mm-hmm. And so once you explained the importance of drinking water, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods store, and I have right here in front of me my Stanley Cup. It's a 40-ounce Stanley Cup, and I drink 3 of these per day. So I'm trying to get... between 110 and 120 ounces of water a day. I think this is my third one for the day. I am in the bathroom a lot, but it's good. And I'm not saying that I'm totally, you know, I'll never go back and drink again, but I haven't had any sweet tea, which I do love sweet tea, but it's kind of just changed. And now water, you know, I drink 95% water, and I think I'll have maybe a Diet Coke twice a week once, and I was drinking 4 or 5 a day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
And as long as you keep that water up, you won't have room for all that Mountain Dew, you know?
Right. True.
And that's so much better than having that as your primary drink.
Right.
And even the sweet tea, I found, you know, half and half is better than, you know, the
right.
full meal deal.
Yeah, I got it. So tell me why most people, what are some of the reasons why most people fail when they start to implement a change like this and they want to change their overall health habits, whether it's exercise or eating or whatever? Why do most people fail?
Yeah, I think a lot of times people have a why that's just not strong enough, deep enough, or maybe outside of themselves.
Right.
So I mentioned something on the timestamp. Once the vacation is passed, they're not motivated anymore. Or maybe even if it's just, I want to fit into my clothes. Once you fit into your clothes, you're not motivated, and then you start to gain weight back.
Right.
Like, it has to be deeper than that. And you have to view it as a lifestyle change versus a diet.
Right.
Diets never work. The word die is in diet versus
right.
heal is in health.
Right.
And so having a strong why and making a plan, like they say, if you've failed a plan, it's a plan to fail.
Right.
So I think that's what I see the most with people. And sometimes people just aren't ready. They're just, you know, too obsessed with their bad lifestyle choices,
right.
whether it's the food or Netflix addictions. Like, there's always something deeper than the food, though. People have, you know, things that you have to work through to get healthy, truly.
Right.
And so sometimes that's not an easy battle, and so they have to be ready to face it head on themselves. We can't do it for them.
Right. No, that's true. Like I said, it's a mindset shift that you have to totally buy into, mm-hmm. and then you've got to focus on something more than just the total amount of weight loss, because at some point I'll get to the goal weight. And kind of in my scenario, my goal weight is a certain amount, and then I've got a buffer of 5 pounds above that, so that if I start adding weight again, that buffer point, and then just right now I'm not there yet. It's just in my mind, it's 5 pounds. Maybe it needs to be 7 pounds or 8 pounds. When we get there, maybe you can coach me on that. But that's going to be sort of the wake up point to where, hey, you need to get back on track just a little bit more, because I love to eat. Most people love to eat, and food is good. If it didn't taste good, then, you know, we wouldn't have overweight people.
Yeah.
It's important just to focus on that. There is more, I guess we call them non-scale victories.
Mm-hmm.
But explain that concept.
Yeah, so non-scale victories are, you know, fitting into your clothes, feeling better, being more active as a parent or a grandparent, being able to do things you couldn't normally before. Maybe it's clearer skin, or, you know, anything that's not just strictly weight loss.
Right.
That is changing your life for the better. And it's maybe even a result of weight loss, but there's so much more than weight loss when you get healthy. And it changes family trees too. It's not just that one person that it affects. It's already affected my husband. My baby's gonna be raised healthily in a healthy home. It's affected my parents and so many others because I decided to become a coach. But just realizing that it's not a diet. It's not this small season. It's a lifestyle change. And
right.
so it really does affect you, but also everyone else around you when it truly just becomes your way of life.
Got it. So how long have you been doing this again?
I started program April 4th of 2022, and 3 weeks in, the word got out that I was, you know, people were noticing and
right.
wanting help.
So to this point, how many people have you sort of helped in the way that you've helped me?
Yeah, I don't have that exact count, but it's been easily over 200 people.
Really?
So far. Yeah.
Wow. So at some point, like right now, you know, when I first started the program, we talked, I think you were checking in, you know, kind of the first 2 weeks, or you're checking in with me every 3 days. I had to take pictures of what I was eating, just kind of, it's an accountability thing, but just to make sure that I know the right portions and the right foods and healthy fats and
mm-hmm.
Lean proteins and the vegetables and all that. And at this point, we are talking about once a week, just sort of our check-in calls. So you're still If I fast forward 6 months from now, what does it look like? Are you still, what's the accountability for me to you at that point?
If people are still engaged in maintenance, then I'm texting them once a month to see how they're doing.
Okay.
And if people need a call, because really in maintenance, you just have to find your dance. Like you mentioned, wanting to have some of the things that you enjoy.
Right.
And I definitely did after I transitioned to maintenance. There was kind of a season, you know, it went into like Halloween and Thanksgiving and all these things.
Right.
And so I had to kind of rein things back in. I joined a holiday health challenge in 2022 over November and December and lost 12 pounds within the maintenance.
During
plan.
November and December. That's the months that you're supposed to gain.
I know. Wow. So it was just a matter of, you know, getting back to plenty of water and not having as much of the sweets or whatever it might be. But anyway, if people are engaged and wanting accountability and, you know, still an active client, then I'm checking in once a month. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Anything else that you want to kind of discuss before we wrap up here? And then as we wrap up, I want to be able to give people an opportunity to reach out to you if they have questions or want to maybe talk about how this program could actually work for them.
There was one thing you said earlier that I wanted to add to, and I want to say it was about exercise. Oh, so I remember when I was coming through having a check-in call with my coach, she's like, all right, you're getting close to your goal. You need to start thinking about exercise. And the question was, when can you?
Right.
You know, my mindset was like, I don't know if I can do this. I'm so busy. There's just not time. And she's like, okay, well, how can you? When can you? Because there's time. You make
time
for what's important to you.
Right.
And so, you know, just starting small with your bands. Like if you had 15 minutes in the morning, like can you wake up 15 minutes early in the morning to grow some muscle?
I can, but I don't because I haven't chosen to do that. But I could absolutely do that. But I guess, like you said, to this point, it hadn't become important enough to
And I don't think so right now, I mean, if I'm going to work out, I wake up first thing in the morning and do it. That's how I prefer to start my day, and that's my routine. It wasn't at first.
Right.
It was after work, a few minutes here and there. And so you just kind of build that habit, and then it evolves.
How long? Because I've always heard, and you probably heard it too, it takes like 21 days for do something 21 days and it becomes a habit. How long did it take before you developed the getting up early every day and working out habit?
Well, I was born a morning person, so that was kind of a revived habit, coming from just a season of life where I was not necessarily too busy. I don't want to say that because that's an excuse, but just where I wasn't doing it. So I kind of got back into the morning workouts, maybe like 2 months, because you transition over 6 weeks. So I would say probably by the 8 week mark, I was doing more of the morning workouts, maybe not as much as I'm doing now. But I had made that transition to start getting up early some mornings to get active.
Cool. Good deal. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, tell me how can people connect with you?
Yeah. If you would like to know more about our program and, you know, talk about getting healthy, we want you to text the word transformation to 478-787-1006.
Okay. And what happens when they text that? They'll get a link to schedule a call with you. You just have an introductory.
Yeah. We'll have an introductory call and talk about where you're at now in your health, what your goals are, and then which plan. We have several different plans for people with, you know, who are working out, who are not working out, people with diabetes, teens, elderly, nursing moms. That's what I'll be doing probably 8 weeks after I deliver. And so part of that is having a call to see where people are at and what would be best for them to help them reach their goal.
Got it. And just for folks that may be listening, you do not have to be in Macon, Georgia to do this. I've known Lizzie now for 3 months, and this is the first time that I've ever met her in person. All of our interaction has been over the phone or texting or a couple of Zoom meetings. And so I assume you've got people all over the state, maybe even all over the country.
Yeah, I did count that a couple months ago, and I have people in 17 states.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah, you don't have to be here if you want help, certainly reach out to you. And I can speak from my experience that this has been a life-changing thing, and I hadn't reached the goal yet, but we'll certainly get there. So anyway, thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate your time, and look forward to seeing what happens you know, over the next couple of months as I kind of continue on this journey, but maybe even more important than that, In a couple months, you will be a mom. When's the baby due?
December 7th.
Do you know the boy or girl?
It's a boy. Yep. Boy, right? I've got three brothers, and we just have lots of boys in my family. So the first one had to be a boy.
Well, that's awesome. I know y'all are excited about it. So again, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Lee Perkins here, and I want to thank you so much for tuning into the show today. If you like our podcast, we would be honored if you would share the show with others. And one great way to do that is by posting the show to your social media pages or by just telling others about it. Either way, we would really appreciate it. And of course, if you do enjoy the show, we would appreciate it if you would give us a 5-star review. And this certainly helps other people like you find our show. And if you want to learn a little more about our firm and how we help people have the best retirement they can possibly have, go check us out at www.myretirementclarity.com. There are a lot of great resources that you can access directly on the website. And of course, if you want to have a conversation with me, you can visit www.talkwithlee.com. And this will take you directly to my calendar. And there you can schedule a 15-minute phone call so I can learn a little bit more about your situation. Of course, everybody is not a great fit for our firm, but if I think we can add value and put you in a better situation, I'll let you know and we can certainly talk about the next steps. So thanks again for tuning into the show and we'll catch you next time.
Investment advisory services are offered by J.L. Perkins Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor and insurance agency. Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Always consult with a qualified tax, legal, or investment professional before taking any action.